Ollie, 1-1 here at the Champions, probably would have taken your hand off before that. Is there disappointment after having the lead and, you know, saving the penalty? You think it might be your knife, or what's the thoughts at the end of the game?
Yeah, I think you summed everything up there and where we are at the moment. Before the game, you would have taken a draw with open arms. When we rolled our luck a little bit with the penalty, you felt we could go on and we had to sit back in our own half, and that they never really opened us up with all the quality that they had, and then they undid us through a set piece, which that's a disappointing part. But like, you know, coming up here and being disappointed that you didn't win is certainly a positive, because anytime you get a result up here and they're few and far between, you earn it. And look, we'll take a draw and we'll carry it into Derry next Friday night, John.
Yeah, it feels like another step in the growth of the team back in the top flight. That maybe there is disappointment there. You saw it at the ends of supporters as well. There's a bit of defiance, is there?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, they were outstanding out there. Like, I mean, the block crosses, the intercepted passes, they headed out set piece after set piece until Johnny Kenny's corner from the delivery from Dylan Watts. And that's probably the disappointing part, that you kind of felt you'd weather the storm. But all in all, like, a draw is, you know, can we say that we stole a draw? No. Can we say that Shamrock Rovers should have won it 4-1? No, they shouldn't have either. Like, so it's a good point on the road, and we need to recover. We had 3 very tough games in the last 7 days, and we need to recover and come in on Sunday and prepare for Derry. That'll be another huge obstacle with the quality and strength that they have. Like,
yeah, the run of the fixtures, we were just looking at there, nearly scary, the way they're coming around. You have the double game week then of Bowes and Sligo. It's just one after the other, relentless.
But it's mighty to be in that, Jonathan. I mean, it's how many years, and I keep repeating this, I don't know how many years, 7 years since Galway were in, playing your Shamrock Rovers, playing your Bowes, playing your Derrys. And long may it continue. Yes, it takes with it huge obstacles and huge difficulties, but that's what you want. And that's what everyone in that changing room, staff and players alike, that's the reason they're there, to try and compete with the best, as we did tonight. Now, yeah, of course, Shamrock Rovers were short quality, without doubt, but the serious quality of what they had in their place. So, like, it's a very good point, but we need to try and get something out of Friday night against Derry. And to be fair to the lads, they've moved on very quickly from that. And you know, you're playing, obviously, one of the top two teams in the country next Friday night.
Just a word on Brendan, the penalty save, because he's been a huge part of your season.
Yeah, look, Brendan is Brendan with his experience and quality. He was a great penalty save. With his high standards, I'd say he'd be disappointed he didn't get to the Johnny Kenny's header. That's not by any means, you know, faulting him. You know, his kicking was very good. I think Stephen Walsh's goal came from one of his deliveries. But, you know, with his high standards and his control of the back four or back three, whatever we play, you know, he probably is thinking he should have got to Johnny's header because of the high standard he has. But I think, you know, defensively, the amount of crosses we blocked, the amount of tackles we made, the amount of headers, bar the Johnny Kenny one, that we headed out. And I mean, Rob Seven is there, you know, with a bump in his head from the amount of headers that he took. So that type of way, it was hugely encouraging. The togetherness, the toughness, and mental toughness as well as physical toughness. Yeah, we played on the counter and we got the goal from it. We probably had a half chance to go 2-up. That I think it was Vince that made the pass, you know, when it was on out to Ed. Had he put it through, he was past Josh Hoonahan. But that's us now. You know, there were several chances that Shamrock Rovers had at the other end. Although, all in all, Brendan, while he was very, very good, he didn't have that many, you know, shots to save in that. Territory-wise, Shamrock Rovers were camped in our half in the second half. It was very difficult to get out. But we got a point and we move on. We're not going to get too down or too excited, should we win or lose, our draws in this case.
You must be delighted with your defence this season. I think it's only 7 goals conceded, 6 clean sheets, 12 games.
Yeah, no, it's that, you know, they're brave, they're organised, they're together. You know, probably, you know, on the other end of the pitch, you know, just on the turnover, as we refer to Vince's chance, you know, if we were better at that, and indeed last Monday in Sligo, you might be looking at a different result. But that'll come. That'll come in time. Like, you know, I just think the togetherness of the group is huge, and it's probably got us the result tonight and other results. But, you know, you move on. There's no point in smelling yourselves because you bet Shelburne, because you know what's around the corner when the likes of Derry are coming on Friday night. But it's mighty that Derry are coming to Terryland, to put it that way. And I keep referring to that, like, yeah, the best teams in the country coming to us, or us going to them, and long may that continue.